We gather today to give thanks for the God who loves us, the God who continues to invite us into life. God who would not say no, the God who looks at us. When he saw what he had created, when he saw all of our potential, all the ways that he called us into life, all the gifts that he poured upon us. And God, he also knew all the ways that we had failed, all the ways that we bumped things up, that we turned away. We had chosen what we thought was good. And yet, he continued to love. He continued to pour himself out for us. He continued to be there for us. He continued to be available to love. The God who in his passion, who in his suffering, but God is also in the other meaning of passion. We say that a person has a passion for their sport, a passion for their art, a passion for their work, a passion for their family. And Jesus suffered, yes, so he had a passion in that way, he experienced the passion of the cross. But he also had a passion for us. A passion that his love might break through. A passion that we might finally understand why he did this. Why he called us into life. So on this Palm Sunday, it becomes Passion Sunday. May our passion for the Lord be served. May our passion to respond. Our passion and our desire to be caught up in that love of God. As we look upon Jesus on the cross this week, to remember that passion that he has for us, that passion that he calls us into, the love that would not say no, love that continued to embrace us and continue to open himself for us. Let's allow that love to really change us. Jesus looks at us on the cross as we look at him. As we surrender our sins, our dysfunction, our addictions, our failures. Let's allow his love to fill us, to fill the gaps, to fill those spaces. And allow that love to change us and transform us through that passion. May his passion for us awake within us a passion to be faithful to him. Passion to respond, passion to receive that love and mercy, and passion to share that love and mercy with those around us.